Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to design a transition into a rewind-worthy drop in Ableton Live 12, using an old-school jungle and darker DNB mindset. And right away, I want to reframe what a great drop actually is in this style. It's not just a big build and a hard hit. The best DNB drops feel inevitable. They feel like the groove has been tightening, narrowing, and pulling the listener through a needle, until suddenly the floor drops out and the tune lands with real character. That's the goal here. Not just energy, but memory. We want a transition that makes people feel the drop coming, then hits them with just enough groove, surprise, and friction that they want to hear it again. We're going to build this in stock Ableton Live 12 tools only, and we're aiming for a 12 to 16 bar transition, or a clean 32 bar phrase if your arrangement needs more breathing room. This works especially well in jungle and old school DNB, because those styles live on pattern recognition. The listener is hearing ghost notes, break edits, bass call and response, and arrangement punctuation all at once. If those elements are phrased clearly, the drop feels much bigger. So first, map the phrase. Open your arrangement and place clear markers around the drop section. Mark 8 bars before the drop, 4 bars before the drop, 1 bar before the drop itself, and 4 bars after. This sounds simple, but in DNB it matters a lot. The brain loves repetition plus divination. If your transition is phrased cleanly, the drop feels intentional instead of random. Now, before we add any fancy sound design, establish contrast. The transition section should have fewer full frequency elements than the drop. Keep the low end controlled. Keep the mids and highs doing most of the work. Leave space for the sub to return with impact. Next, let's build the pre-drop break edit. Take your main break loop, whether that's an Amen style chop or some other classic jungle break, and keep it as audio or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want more flexibility. Warp it in beats mode so the timing stays tight, but don't quantize the life out of it. That human swing is part of the entire point. What we want here is a two-bar break variation that gets more intense in small steps. For example, in the first bar, keep the groove full and slightly filtered. In the second bar, remove one kick, throw in a ghost snare or hat pickup, and then in the last half bar, shorten the decay, increase the hat density, and maybe add a tiny reverse slice. Use EQ8 to high pass the break bus around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the loop feels muddy, nodule it around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for punch. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use transients to help the break speak a little more sharply. A glue compressor after that can help hold the break together, but keep it light. Slowish attack, auto release, or around a third to half a second. You want motion, not squash. Teacher note here, if your break feels too clean, it probably won't feel like jungle anymore. A little grit, a few imperfect offsets, and some rough transient edges often make the drop more replayable. Now let's design the bass phrase. For this style, the bass should suggest the drop without fully giving it away. That means we want it to narrow before impact. Use operator, wave eatable, or simpler for your bass patch. Build a reese or mid-bass with a little detune, some saturation, and low pass movement. Put the sub on its own track, keep it mono, and make sure it stays clean. A great stock setup is to high pass the mid bass around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Then automate auto filter on the mid bass over the final 4 bars. Open it up early, then gradually close it down so the sound feels like it's being squeezed into a smaller space. A useful move is to automate the cutoff from something bright, maybe 8 to 12 kHz, down to somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz by the end of the transition. Add a touch of resonance if you want a more vocal, tense edge, but don't overdo it. The point is pressure, not squeal. Rhythmically, make the bass phrase speak and then back off. In the bars before the drop, use short answers and then more space. By the final bar, reduce the notes even more, and maybe end with one final pickup note or a glide that points straight into the silence. That silence matters. A rewind-worthy drop often comes from subtraction, not just addition. So in the final bar, or even the final two beats, create a fake out. Remove the kick for a beat, cut the bass for a tiny gap, leave only a reverb tail, a reverse cymbal, or a vocal chop if you have one. Then slam the drop in on the next downbeat. This is one of the strongest tricks in DNB, because a short vacuum can feel more aggressive than a huge riser. The listener thinks they know where the drop is landing, and then the track pulls away for a split second. That tiny moment of uncertainty is what makes the payoff hit harder. You can support this with stock tools like reverb, echo, gate, or a rendered reverse tail. If you use echo, automate the feedback up briefly, then cut it. If you use reverb, let the tail bloom, Then pull the dry slash wet down as the drop lands. Keep it tight. Don't wash out the groove. Now let's make it premium by resampling. Create a resampling audio track and record one or two bars of the pre-drop material. Then consolidate the best section and reverse it, or warp it into a custom downlifter. Process that resampled texture with auto filter, reverb, maybe a touch of redux if you want grime, and very subtle beat repeat if you want a chopped, tape-like motion. For jungle and old-school energy, this kind of resampled texture is gold. It sounds less like a generic riser and more like part of the tune's own DNA. It also gives the transition its own signature, which is exactly what helps people remember it. Now shape the final two bars with automation. This is where the transition needs to become visually and sonically obvious. In arrangement view, make the motion clear. Automate the bass filter, send a little more percussion into reverb or delay, and push or clip the drum bus just enough to raise urgency. You can also add subtle pan movement on hats or FX, but keep the low end locked down and centered. A strong pattern is this. Two bars out, let the bass filter open a bit and keep the break full. One bar out, close the bass filter and increase the ambience on the top percussion. In the final half bar, clip or gate the drum tail, then strip almost everything back so the final beat feels like a held breath. And here's a really important coaching note. The last two bars are usually where the emotional decision happens. That's where the listener either feels the drop is inevitable, or the arrangement gets too busy and loses focus. So if the drop isn't getting rewound by instinct, check those last two bars first. You can also add one element that behaves a little wrong right before the impact. A late snare, a strangely short bass stab, a clip tail, or a reverse drum fragment can make the moment stick in the mind. In this style, a tiny irregularity often does more than a perfect sweep. Now land the drop. When the drop arrives, make the downbeat feel clean and readable. Bring in the sub on the first strong beat. Let the kick and snare relationship be instantly clear. Reintroduce the bass phrase with more harmonic edge, but don't overpack the drums. You want punch and motion, not a wall of sound. A good first bar might be kick and sub on beat 1. Snare and a bass answer on beat 2, a small break fill or ghost kick on beat 3, and then some kind of bass twist or drum accent on beat 4. That kind of phrasing makes the drop feel like a statement. Then, don't forget the first four bars after the drop. That's part of the transition too. A tiny switch up after the drop makes the whole moment more rewindable. Maybe swap the break pattern on bar 3 or 5. Maybe remove the sub for one hit and let the mid-bass speak. Maybe change the bass rhythm for a single bar. Then return. The idea is to reward repeat listens without losing the groove. This is especially effective in jungle, because listeners expect variation inside the loop. A subtle post-drop edit tells them the tune has depth, not just impact. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overbuild the riser. In DNB, silence and subtraction often hit harder than a giant white noise wall. Don't let the sub run straight through the transition. Thin it out or remove it before the drop so the re-entry feels physical. Don't quantize every break edit too hard. Preserve some swing and micro timing. Don't make the fake out too obvious. A short silence or half bar cut usually works better than a huge, predictable stop. And don't ignore mono checks. If your transition disappears when the low end is reduced, the arrangement isn't strong enough yet. For darker or heavier material, a few extra tricks can really elevate the result. Try a parallel distortion return on the break, and automate it up only in the final two bars. Or use a narrow band pass on an atmospheric layer, so it feels like pressure building in a tunnel. You can also make the transition slightly dirty on purpose. Old school and jungle often sound better when they're not overly polished. If you want to practice this properly, set a 15-minute timer and build a 12-bar transition in a 174 BPM project. Use a break loop, a sub, a reese, then create tension with break edits, bass filtering, a fake out, and a resampled reverse tail. Drop everything on a next strong downbeat and do one mono check, one low volume check, and one rough bounce. If the drop still feels inevitable at low volume, you've done the arrangement right. So to recap, a rewind-worthy DNB transition is built from groove, subtraction, and phrasing. Map the arrangement clearly. Keep the break alive with edits and ghost notes. Narrow the bass before the drop. Use silence and fakeouts more than giant risers. Resample textures to create unique motion. Land the drop with a clean sub and drum relationship. Then add one subtle post-drop switch-up so the moment stays in the listener's memory. If the groove tightens, the tension narrows, and the impact lands cleanly, you've built a transition worth rewinding. That's the vibe. Let's move on and make the next drop even nastier.